Okay, we're live.
All right. Where's my gavel? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Tane County Board of Adjustment meeting. It is Wednesday, December 17th, 2025 at 6 p.m. Tonight we'll call order with an establishment of quorum.
Corey Robot.
Here.
Rick Persinger. Rick Caudill.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
David Hurd.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Awesome. Thank you, Cody. Could you give us the explanation of public hearing procedures, presentation of exhibits, and governing statutes, please?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the December 17, 2025 Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. The hearing process is guided by the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the Board of Adjustment Bylaws. Public hearings are held for each variance or appeal requested and filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I would like to enter the following as evidence. Exhibit A, Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps. Exhibit B, a staff report for each case. Exhibit C, a staff file with all relative information for each case to be heard tonight. Exhibit D, a Board of Adjustment Bylaws. Exhibit E, a meeting audio files for all cases to be heard tonight. I'm going to give you a little breakdown of how this is going to run. For each application, a staff report will be presented, followed by any questions you may have. If you'd like to comment, if anybody in the public would like to comment on any application, please fill out a sign-up sheet at the front of the room. Before addressing this board, turn in your completed sheet and state your name. Everyone who speaks must be sworn in as you're giving sworn testimony. All comments and questions must be directed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. Speakers who are not directly involved in a case are limited to 5 minutes unless the chairman grants you more time. All right, I want to thank everybody for that, and I'm going to give you your bylaws that this board operates off of. So this is the Board of Adjustment has the following powers and duties. Number one, to hear and decide appeals when it is claimed that there has been an error in law regarding any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official while enforcing county zoning regulations. To hear and decide on all matters referred to it or those that it's required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission. And three, to authorize a variance from strict zoning regulations in cases where a specific property faces unique challenges, such as unusual narrowness, shallowness, shape, topography, or other exceptional conditions. This is only allowed if the strict application of the regulation would cause significant and demonstrable hardship on the property owner, depriving them of a reasonable use of their property as opposed to granting a mere privilege. Any relief granted must not harm public good or undermine the intent, purpose and integrity of the planning of the zoning plan and zoning regulations. There you go.
All right, thank you, Cody. All right, let's go over our review in action. Board, have you had an opportunity to review the November 19th minutes? And if so, do we have a motion on those or conversation?
I haven't. I move to approve them in their current form.
Okay.
I will second that motion.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Abstain because I wasn't present.
All right. Sounds good. All right. And then before we begin tonight, if you plan to speak, if you don't mind to stand, raise your right hand, we'll swear you in. All right. Do you promise to tell the truth the best of your ability tonight?
Yes, I do.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, we'll begin tonight with 2025-018V, the Trinidad Schofield variance.
Okay. Location property is 336 Sundown Lane, Forsyth, Missouri, Swan Township, Section 19, Township 24, Range 20. The request. The Schofields are seeking a variance for provision of Section 010.020 R1 density and dimensional standards of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. The applicant is seeking a 6-foot side property line setback, 6.5 feet from the required 12.5 feet, allowing the placement of ground-mounted solar panels 6 feet from the side property line. as per the Taney County zoning regulations, R1 density and dimensional standards for a county or subdivided road. Background, this lot is a 120 by 150. It is lot number 16 and 17. It has got Liberty for water and Taney County Regional Sewer for its sewer service. With that, I would like to bring up the representative. This is Quentin.
All right.
Quentin, give me just a second. I'm going to roll through this presentation for you.
Nope, I appreciate it.
And then just make sure you state your name when you start.
Okay.
So here's your 160 and your cutoff down to Rockaway, I'm sorry. And then you cut up, I'm not sure which road that is. Is it Sundown? Somebody help me. So property right here, kind of right off Lavender there. Lavender and Sandy Lane, it's right here, corner lot. The solar panels in question are right here to the south side of the structure. Kind of drew it in there for you. I think it goes a little further up. I didn't do a good job. I think it should have came up to here. But you'll see in the pictures here in a second what it looks like. It's a very large structure. Snapped a photo here, kind of looking down the side of the property. You can see the water line connection there. Kind of gives you an idea of property lines a little bit. There's another photograph.
Was this interfering with any of the easements or any of that stuff with the water lines?
It goes through under it, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not. It's just set on what looked like almost like, you know, like a screw type foundation. So, but it is over it. The water lines go underneath it towards the house.
Okay.
So not the property water line that goes to the house, not the property
main.
Water line.
You're not talking about the main.
The main.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, not the
okay,
main.
Okay, so that's the main. That's the meter there.
This way, this is a meter.
I'm confused.
Yep.
Okay. This is a meter going to the house itself.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, it's not our water, or anybody's water line is his.
Yeah, it's the owner's.
Okay, perfect.
From the meter back, usually, is how that works.
Thank you.
There's a picture of it in correlation to the home. A drawing they gave us. Sun solar. Which we can come back to this if you guys got questions. And with that, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Thank you, Cody. All right.
Again, I'm Quentin Decker with Sun Solar. I'm in charge of the installation and the service department for our local region. Currently, as you can see, for this customer, really where it is located, it's kind of is the only position for them for their to accommodate their usage. But is there any questions or any concerns that the board may see on this?
I have a couple of questions. So you said Sun Solar?
Yes.
Okay. How long has Sun Solar been in business?
Sun Solar has been in business since, I want to say, 2012.
Okay. And is it, forgive me for not knowing, but when you install these, wherever you install them, is it typical that you would need to have a permit to install these? Like, was there a permit required for this?
Or yes, they did not apply for one.
Okay.
No, they did. Okay. The application just wasn't completed. I was supposed to get a call saying, come check the setback before it's installed. I never got that call. I was down Sundown one day and just noticed it was there. Kind of it's measuring, went back, told Cody, hey, it's here, and it doesn't meet the setbacks.
Gotcha.
So that's kind of how I came up
with it. And if I understood you correctly, you're the one that's in charge of that, usually the permitting, right?
So I'm not in charge of the permitting department. I'm only in charge of the – I was in charge of the engineering and the installation department. So that's kind of the – there's two separate We're one entity, but there's two separate. There's multiple different departments.
Who gives the green light to let installation know that it's all everything's ready to go?
Like the permitting department and our utility department gives us the green light, and then we run through and go in and proceed with the installation.
Gotcha. So were you given a green light to install this one?
Yes.
Okay. Because I mean, obviously the problem I see here is that it was installed before you. A had approval and B you didn't even meet the setbacks and so I'm just
it's very tall by the picture.
So I mean, I would think that after the number of years you guys have been in business that you would be aware that you would probably want to make sure you had all your checks and balances done before you install one of these because it that creates a huge burden upon you guys because as of right now it's not legally set in the yard.
Yes.
The correct spacing. So okay, thank you for answering those for me. You guys have any questions?
If I understand correctly, you're 8 feet from the house or 8 feet some odd inches from the house?
Yes.
And the reason that you can't bring it closer to the house is why?
So if you can you pull up that picture with the tree and everything?
With
so we can technically bring it farther back. The customer, it's just they're going to have to trim, they have to cut more trees down for them to, so that tree to the left, it's right now currently only going to really shade it for like in the evening times, but if we, when we scoot it farther back, it's going to start shading it more because then that's more behind it.
Okay.
Would you guys like to see a street view of that maybe? Yeah. Or
how do you have a view from the other side from where the people have to pull out of that house down the road? Even though that is a dead-end street, evidently.
How many solar systems a year do you guys install?
Oh. Thousands.
Thousands.
Probably, yeah. Like between here and Illinois.
So how often do you run into this situation where you've installed it before?
This is kind of a one-off. This doesn't really happen. This is kind of a unique situation for us.
What made it a unique situation?
Someone dropped the ball.
Yes. that is the thing.
They thought they had a permit, but they didn't.
Okay. That's what I was trying to figure out. That
they applied, but they did not follow it up.
Right.
Can I ask that same question just in a different way? Do you have other options where you can place this in the yard that you don't have shade issues? This may be the optimal, but there's
not currently. Because, as you can see, the size of the structure, we can't fit it in there.
Who made the decision about where the panels would be?
So.
We'll answer that question first.
So the placement kind of gets determined by on-site with the customers and our sales department. They run over where the customer will want it, for one. That's the biggest one. And then they look at where would it be for the best production for this customer for their usage needs.
So do you think that the salesperson would have said, well, legally, we need to put it here, 8 feet back from where it is, but you would have to cut down your tree in order to get adequate sunlight?
So they will, they do go over the basic, like this is the only way it's going to be able to fit, but there's certain things they don't fully know, like they don't know all the exact setbacks of all the areas, stuff like that, because it varies so much across the board, and not a lot of times setbacks for certain a lot of areas are not easy to obtain. So we don't fully know until we submit it for approval.
Whenever you get a permit mm-hmm. package from Taney County, the setbacks are on there.
Yes.
So, I mean, the challenge we run into is is you run into this scenario where if you guys do thousands of these a year and you guys can just freely put them wherever you want because it sets the criteria to create the most sun exposure but doesn't follow the rule, then there's